The Democrat blame game begins ahead of midterm elections. By Jacob Bliss on November 2, 2022. The Democrats' blame game has already started 1 week from the midterm elections, as the party's leadership begins to point fingers while analysts are predicting the election could be terrible for the one-party holdover Washington, D.C. As analysts predict the Republicans will end the Democrats' one-party rule in the nation's capital by regaining the majority in the United States House of Representatives and potentially the Senate, the left is already starting to point fingers at who will take the fall, multiple establishment outlets reported. On Wednesday morning, Punchbowl reported. Among Democratic leaders, there has been some quiet preparation for the inevitable. The DCCC and other Democratic organizations have previewed to leadership in recent days that the outlook for keeping the House continues to deteriorate. Additionally, on Tuesday, the New York Times similarly stated. Top Democratic officials, lawmakers and strategists are openly second-guessing their party's campaign pitch and tactics, reflecting a growing sense that Democrats have failed to coalesce around one effective message with enough time to stave off major losses in the House and possibly decisive defeats in the tightly contested Senate. Then, Axios noted also noted on Tuesday. With a week to go before the midterm elections, some Democratic operatives working on House races are already beginning to assign blame in the event their party loses winnable seats. The culprit, they say, is blue state governors dragging down the rest of the ballot. National Republican Congressional Committee spokesman Mike Berg said, "Democrats finally realize their majority is doomed because they made everything more expensive and everyone less safe." Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.